The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival kicks off its 33rd season on Friday, and this weekend's schedule includes a performance by one of the most remarkable jazz musicians at the festival. Matt Savage is a 9-year-old pianist. He's only been playing for 2 years, and it's remarkable that he's playing at all. Matt has autism. Until recently, Matt Savage could not stand to hear music or most other sounds. Margot Melnikov reports.
Diane Savage says her son has been anxious since the day he was born. Sometimes she could calm him down by singing softly. But that had to stop when Matt was about 18 months old.
He started not wanting music, even hearing it on the radio or on television or people singing. Really became very difficult for him, and he would cover his ears, and he would really become agitated.
But today,
I am really into the music.
I'm going to play one of my originals. It's called Nonstop Bebop. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It literally brings tears to my eyes to think about who he was when he was 4 and a half and who he is now.
Dr. Carol Englander has been Matt's physician since he was diagnosed with pervasive developmental disorder and hyperlexia. Matt has a form of autism that, when treated, allows him to function fairly well, and he has a photographic memory for letters and numbers. But Englander remembers when she started seeing Matt about 5 years ago.
He was very small, very hyper, very hard to get him to sit still and very hard to get him focused. And he didn't initiate conversation. He would say something in response to something, but usually it was his mom saying, "Say hello to Dr. Englander," and he would say, "Hello, Dr. Englander."
She says several things improve Matt's health and behavior: persistent parents, a special diet, medication, and auditory integration therapy, which gradually exposed Matt to more and more sound. After his second series of treatments, when he was 6 and a half, he taught himself to read music. He took classical lessons. His teacher says he has perfect pitch and can sight read just about anything. But he never heard jazz until a few months later when his family went to a crafts fair in Maine. Matt was drawn to the jazz tent. He listened a little, then as the next band was setting up, his mother says he ran onto the stage, sat down at the piano, and started improvising.
I think that jazz appeals to him because of its complexity. Because his mind is always working so fast on so many things, I think to him, it's like a mathematical challenge, like a puzzle, and he loves those.
Matt started taking jazz lessons, and by the time he was 8, recorded his own compositions on his first solo CD. Matt says for him, tempo is what it's all about.
Jazz grabs me the most because it's upbeat and you get grabbed into the song. Like when you come to this super fast tune and then it seems to grab you into it and then you start dancing and then you come to a ballad. But then it goes to a super fast again. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just 7 and a half months after his solo debut, Matt was leading a trio with Steve Silverstein on drums and John Funkhauser on bass.
The first couple of concerts that we did, every tune was incredibly fast, basically as fast as all of us could play. And the drummer, Steve, and I are sweating by the end of the second tune, not to mention by the end of the set, you know.
But Matt doesn't sweat it. Though he's too small to reach an octave, he makes playing look easy, fingers flying and feet that don't reach the floor jiggling to the beat. When this was recorded live last August, it was only the second time the trio played together. Matt needed a way to teach his sidemen his original music before the concert, so he sent each a package that included his handwritten charts and a homemade instructional CD.
The last song is called Summer Fever. It's an extra long meter blues. It's 48 measures long. It's in C minor. The form is ABC with each section 16 measures long. The tempo is up. There's a 16-bar intro. The A and B sections are two-thirds of a basic minor blues. All you need to know is a bass line, two keys, and a rhythm figure. The bass line fades out for the ending. The bass line in one key, in another key.
All this from a kid who has never had formal lessons in composition and who, just a few years ago, had trouble making eye contact and interacting with people. When you play with John and Steve, do you feel like you're talking with them?
Yeah, since we're cooperating, pretty much.
Yeah, you're a team.
Yep. And the Matt Savage Trio is ready to beat the evil villain trio! No crazy!
Despite his adult accomplishments, Matt's still very much a kid. During an interview, he runs around his living room, then stops to tell a joke.
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish, even though they both have scales.
After a recent performance, Matt's father, Larry, said he never thought he'd see the day when Matt would act like most other 9-year-olds.
I used to be very, very nervous whenever I came to hear him play. There were some shows I couldn't even go to because I was so, you know, afraid that he was going to have a breakdown or a tantrum or something like that, like he used to when he was little. But now he's amazing. He's a showman, and he is so comfortable on stage and at the piano that I have nothing to worry about anymore.
No one knows if Matt's interest in jazz will continue, but there's no question that the child who once cringed in pain at the sound of music will enjoy the ride as long as it lasts.
I feel like that I have to stay on a horse, and the horse is running fast.
So you want to stay on that horse. You want to make sure you don't fall off.
Yeah.
And how do you do that?
Well, keep playing jazz, of course.
The Matt Savage Trio has recorded a new CD called Groovin' on Mount Everest. Any profits will be donated to autism research. For NPR News, I'm Margot Melnikov in Sudbury, Massachusetts.